risen from the dead.
耶稣已经从死里复活。
And the Bible text is taken from the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 to 8.
圣经的经文出处是哥林多前书15章3到8节。
If you have a Bible, please turn to the book of 1 Corinthians. We will be reading chapter 15, verses 3 to 8.
请把你们的圣经翻到哥林多前书，我们一起来看第15章3到8节。
And after, I shall invite the pastor to give us gospel.
请读经员，过后请牧师为我们证道。
哥林多前书15章3节， 我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了，并且显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看。 后来一时显给500多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却也有已经睡了的。以后显给雅各看，再显给众使徒看，末了也显给我看，我如同未到产期而生的人一般。
1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 3 to 8. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all he appeared to me also, as to one abnormally born.
耶稣已经从死里复活。
We praise the Lord.
我们赞美神。
Death is frightening.
死亡是可怕的。
Because when death hits you,
因为当死亡临到,
you have to die alone.
你必须独自一人经历死亡。
As much as your mother or your wife or husband, they love you.
虽然你的妻子、你的母亲、你的丈夫，他们都很爱你。
But you cannot. They cannot accompany you.
但是他们不能够陪伴你。
This lonely path, you have to walk alone.
这个孤独的道路，你必须独自行走。
In fact, when you go for cancer chemotherapy,
事实上，如果一个人患了癌症去接受化疗，
when death stares at you in the face,
当死亡看着你的时候，
you also have to go for surgery, go for treatment alone.
你还是要独自一人去接受这些治疗。
But death is frightening also.
死亡也很可怕。
Because you will naturally ask a question, after I leave this world, where will I be?
因为很自然的你会问一个问题，当我死了之后，我会去哪里？
No one can give you the direction.
没有人可以给你一个方向。
You ask the cleverest person on earth, that person will tell you, I don't know.
你问问世上最聪明的人，那个人的回答是我不知道。
And death is frightening.
死亡是可怕的。
Because a wholesome family,
因为一个完美的家庭,
when death sets in,
当死亡临到,
that family photo is torn apart.
那个全家福就被撕裂了。
The reason why I talk about death,
我之所以要谈死亡,
as some people wisely say,
就有一些人很有智慧的这么说,
only when you realize that you will die,
当你意识到自己会死,
then you will begin to live.
你才会开始懂怎么生活。
Only when you know about the reality of death,
只有当你知道死亡的真实，
that doctors also die，
也就是医生也会死，
that doctors also die，
医生也会死，
then will you know how to live，
那样你才知道怎么生活下去。
So today I want to ask you a very sober question，
今天我要问你一个很严肃的问题。
Where will you be after you die?
在你死了之后，你会在哪里？
This is a very frightening question.
这是一个很可怕的问题。
Some people just brush it aside.
有的人就把它放在一边。
Sleep also no time talk about the future.
睡都没有时间了，还谈未来。
But do you know that death is the most real thing in the world?
但是你知道吗？死亡是那世界上唯一最真实的东西。
You buy insurance policy in case you have cancer.
你买保险，以免当你患上癌症的时候能够做一些反应。
Every year you pay $1,000-$2,000.
每一年你都花了1,000-2,000块。
Or more.
或更多来还保费。
Then cancer doesn't come.
可是癌症没有来到。
You say, 哎呀, the money went goes to waste.
你说，哎呀，这笔保费浪费了。
I think you prefer let the money goes to waste.
我想你还是愿意让它浪费掉。
But death will definitely come, and yet you don't want to prepare for it.
但是死亡肯定会来的，难道你不要为它做准备吗？
Even before the message proper has started.
即使在我谈正题之前。
I've already switched off the lights and make the world look so dark.
我已经把一些灯关了，把这个世界看得这么黑暗。
But I bring you good news.
但是我要带给你好的消息。
I just want to impress upon you, death is very frightening.
我只是要让你留下一个深刻印象，死亡是可怕的。
One day you will die.
有一天你要死。
You must answer this question. Where will you go after you die?
你必须能够回答这个问题，在你死了之后，你要去哪里？
I bring you good news. Jesus has conquered death.
我给你一个好消息，耶稣已经得胜死亡。
Because Jesus rose from the dead.
因为耶稣已经从死里复活。
Today, if you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you too will conquer death.
今天如果你接受耶稣为你的救主，你也会得胜死亡。
You will conquer death.
你会得胜死亡。
Because Jesus has risen from the dead, and He promises you, you also will rise from the dead.
因为耶稣已经从死里复活，他也答应你，你必从死里复活。
And receive a resurrection body that will never die again.
然后领受一个复活的身体，这个身体不会再死。
I want to tell you the evidence that shows you why Jesus has risen from the dead. Why do we believe that Jesus has risen from the dead?
我会告诉你耶稣从死里复活的证据，为什么我们要相信耶稣的复活。
But how reliable is the evidence? Before I tell you the evidence, I ask a question. How reliable is the evidence?
但是在我跟你分享这些证据以前，我们要问一个问题，这些证据有多可靠呢？
Chief Justice Lord Caldecott.
大法官卡勒德克。
He says this about Jesus' resurrection.
关于耶稣的复活，他这么说。
His resurrection has led me, as often as I have tried to examine the evidence, to believe it is a fact beyond dispute.
他说，每当我研究有关他复活的证据，我的结论必定是他的复活是毫无疑问的。
He did not only say that the resurrection of Christ, that Christ rose from the dead, is reliable.
他并没有这么说，耶稣基督的复活是可靠的事实。
He added on.
他还加了一句话。
As a chief judge.
作为一个大法官。
A person who is an expert at examining evidence.
一个查验证据的专家。
By the way, you and I will never be said, "Are you sure or not? What he says is reliable?"
有时候我们会说，你肯定吗？他说的是可靠的吗
？Let me make a point to you.
让我跟你讲一点。
People who are not trained in law.
那些在法律上没有接受训练的人。
For most of us, I'm not trained in law.
大部分的人，包括我。
You will never be more meticulous, more careful about examining evidence than these people.
在关于这些证据的方面呢，我们都不会比这些人要求的更高。
It's just like if a doctor tells you this is a cancerous tumor.
就好像当一个医生告诉你这一个是癌症细胞。
Now you will not say, "Are you sure or not, doctor?"
你不会说你肯定吗，医生
？Because he's an expert at cancer.
因为他是癌症的专家。
Now this person, Chief, Lord Caldecott, is an expert at examining evidence.
那这个人，大法官卡勒德克，他是研究证据的专家。
You will never be more careful than he.
你不会比他来得更加小心。
You will never be more petty about evidence than he.
你的要求永远不会比他来得高。
You will never be able to ascertain whether this evidence is fair or not fair. You'll never be cleverer than he is.
你不会比他来得聪明，来判断说这个证据到底是好的还是不好的。
Because he's an expert.
因为他是一个专家。
He did not only say that the resurrection is reliable. He says it's can nothing to argue about. It's reliable.
他并没有只是说耶稣复活的证据是可靠的，他是说是毫无疑问的。
Another person, Professor Simon Greenleaf.
另外一个人，西门·戈林教授。
Harvard University's law faculty is famous because of him.
哈佛大学的法律系之所以是闻名，因为他这个人。
He's that good.
他就是这么的好。
Of course, he has passed away.
当然，他已经过世了。
And he says this.
他就这么说。
This expert examining evidence says this.
这个研究证据的专家这么说。
Jesus' resurrection is one of the best established facts of history.
耶稣的复活是历史其中最有根据的事实。
He did not say it is an established fact.
他并没有说它是有根据的。
He went beyond that.
他更进一步的说。
And says that it is one of the best established facts of history.
他说这是最有证据的历史事实。
Again, you will never be fairer about evidence than this person.
当然，在判断证据的时候，你不会比这个人来得更加公正。
You will never be more careful than this person about evidence.
你不会来到证据的时候，你不会比这个人来得更加小心。
Just as you will not be cleverer than the oncologist about cancer.
就好像你不会比一个癌症专家那么聪明关于癌症的问题。
Don't say oncologist, you also will not be cleverer than the GP in a clinic.
我们就不说癌症专家吧，连这个全科医生你也不会比他们聪明。
But this person trains lawyers.
但是这个人他训练律师。
This person did not say it is an established fact of history. It says it is one of the best established facts of history.
这个人并没有说他是有根据的事实，反而他说他是最有根据的事实。
When such people make such statements, it must make our ears tingle.
当这些人讲了这些话，他必须使到我们的耳朵竖起来。
You must ask a question.
你必须问这个问题。
Why did they say such almost preposterous statements?
为什么他们竟然敢说出这么几乎是很不可思议的这句话。
They are not stupid people.
他们并不是愚蠢的人。
When they make such public statements,
当他们公开说这些话语，
they cannot be making statements that are not reliable.
他们不可能说出不可靠的话。
So why did these experts of the law, even experts of the law says that they say that the resurrection is one of the best established facts of history?
那为什么这些证据的专家他们会说耶稣基督的复活是最有根据的事实呢？
Now every year I will revise the evidence for Jesus' resurrection with the church.
每一年我都跟教会一起来复习耶稣复活的证据。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because death can come anytime into our life.
因为死亡可以随时来到我们的人生。
When that happens, we will be frightened.
当这个事情来到的时候，你会害怕。
I revise this evidence with you.
我跟你复习这些证据。
So that when death suddenly catches you unaware.
当死亡突然临到你。
You go for a scan and that scan reveals a cancerous tumor.
你去做一个扫描，这个扫描告诉你你有这个癌细胞。
It frightens us.
它让我们害怕。
Now during such times.
在这样的时间。
Recall today's sermon.
你要想起今天的信息。
Which I will explain later.
待会我会进一步的解释。
Recall important Bible passages.
回想起重要的圣经经文。
The word of God.
神的话语。
This will calm your fears.
这些将会使到你安抚下去，安抚你的心灵。
Let's look at the evidence.
我们来看这些证据。
Let me just give a summary. Before I tell you the detailed evidence, let me just give you a summary.
让我分享细节之前，让我给你一些概况。
After I give you a summary, I will tell you some simple evidence.
然后，当我说了这些概括之后，我给你一些很简单的一些证据。
After Jesus died, it was impossible for Jesus' body to be missing because the circumstances made this impossible.
耶稣死后第三天，他的尸体是不可能不见的。按当时的情况，这是不可能发生的。
And I will tell you what the circumstances were that make it impossible for Jesus' body to be missing.
我会告诉你当时候的环境是怎么样，以至于耶稣的尸体是不可能不见的。
But history records for us that Jesus' body went missing on the third day after he died. Also, many people later at different times and situations saw Jesus alive.
但历史记载，耶稣的尸体在他死后的第三天不见了，而且过后许多人在不同的时候 或者状况看到耶稣活着。
So his body did not only disappear.
所以耶稣的身体不只是不见了。
What happened?
发生什么事情啊？
Then later on, they saw him alive.
不久之后，他们却看到他活着了。
Different people at different times.
不同人在不同时间。
So cannot back up.
所以不能够串通好。
Cannot conspire.
不能够串通好。
These and other events that happen lead only to one conclusion.
这些和其他所发生的事情只能够给我们一个结论。
Jesus has risen from the dead.
耶稣已从死里复活。
First, Jesus died because he suffered extreme torture.
首先，耶稣死是因为他受到极度的折磨。
There was a hypothesis, some people refuted Jesus' resurrection by saying,
有的人就驳斥耶稣复活的这个事实，他们这么说。
Jesus didn't rise from the dead.
他们说耶稣没有从死里复活。
You know why?
为什么呢？
Because he never died.
因为他没有死啊。
So he simply fainted due to the pain.
他只是因为这个疼痛而晕倒过去。
Then later on, he got up again.
因为然后过后呢，他又醒来了。
And he walked out of the tomb himself.
然后他自己走出这个坟墓。
So before I can prove that Jesus rose from the dead.
所以在我能够证实耶稣从死里复活以前
，I must first show that Jesus really died.
我必须证明他真的死了。
Then we can say that if you see him alive again, he rose from the dead.
好叫你当他你这么可以这么说当你看到他的时候他真的是从死里复活。
So Jesus died, why?
所以耶稣真的死了为什么呢
?Jesus was whipped.
因为耶稣被鞭打。
And the whip that they used was,
他们用的这个鞭
was something like this.
长得是这样的样子。
It's a short whip.
它是一个很短的鞭。
And attached to the whip are animals' bones.
在这个鞭的末端呢，有动物的骨头。
And also there are metal pieces.
还有铁片。
And they use this to whip Jesus' back.
所以他们就用这个鞭来鞭打耶稣的背部。
How many times?
多少次
？We have good reasons to believe that they would have whipped him more than 39 times.
我们有理由相信，他们耶稣被鞭打多过39次。
So when the whip lands onto Jesus' body.
当这个鞭落在耶稣的身上
，The animal bones sink into Jesus' flesh.
动物的骨头就刺入耶稣的这个肉。
Then when you pull it back, it pulls the flesh out. It tears the flesh.
当它被抽离的时候，它就把耶稣的肉体的肉呢给撕裂了。
And at the same time, the metal pieces will impact the body.
同个时候，上面的铁片也会撞击耶稣的身体。
It's almost like cooking chicken chop.
就好像在煮一道鸡扒那样。
Not only was Jesus whipped,
耶稣不单是被鞭打
they made a crown made of thorns and pressed it onto his head.
他们用荆棘做了一个冠冕，然后把它压在耶稣的头上。
And after that, Jesus was nailed.
过后，耶稣被钉在十字架。
They drive two nails, probably into his wrist.
两根钉子各进入他的手臂。
And then putting the for the legs, putting the two feet together, the two the feet together.
然后双脚交叉
，They drive a long nail through it，
这样用一根很长的钉子刺透
，And so they suspend him onto the cross。
他们就如此把他挂在十字架上。
That this crucifixion is real。
这样子的一个钉十字架过程是真的
，Because archaeologists have discovered such things。
因为考古学发现这个死亡的这个酷刑。
Jesus was nailed to the cross from 9 in the morning to 3 p.m. in the afternoon on Friday.
耶稣在一个星期五的早上9点被钉到下午3点。
Three days ago.
三天之前。
And when you are hung on the cross,
当你被挂在十字架上
it's a painful and a slow death.
它是一个很痛苦却是很漫长的死亡。
It's a painful and a very slow death.
一个痛苦又漫长的死亡。
You have done studies on it.
人们有研究过
when you hung on the cross,
当一个人被挂在十字架上
every time when you want to not only does is your flesh being slowly torn because of the weight that pulls your body down
你的肌肉不单是因为体重的关系慢慢的被撕裂
And every time you want to breathe in oxygen,
还有每次当你要吸入氧气的时候，
you need to also exhale carbon dioxide.
你还得把里头的二氧化碳给呼出来。
It takes a lot of strength just to breathe one time.
就为了呼吸一次，它需要的力量是很巨大的。
Because of that posture,
就因着这样子的个姿态，
you after you breathe in oxygen,
当你吸入氧气。
You take a lot of effort to breathe out that carbon dioxide so that you can breathe in oxygen again.
你要把二氧化碳呼出去的时候，你要有很巨大的力量，好让你下一次可以再呼吸入这个氧气。
So every breath that you take is a torture.
所以每一口气都是一个折磨。
And I've not counted how many times you do breathe in a minute.
我还没有算过你一个分钟能够需要呼吸几次。
How many times must you breathe for 6 hours?
六个小时你需要呼吸几次？
You have to breathe so many times.
你需要呼吸这么的多次。
And every time you breathe is a torture.
而每一次的呼吸就是一个折磨。
It was a slow and painful death.
它是一个漫长痛苦的死亡。
Jesus was hung on the cross for at least six hours.
耶稣被挂在十字架上六个小时。
Now, these pictures are not exaggerated.
这些都不是夸张的图片。
Of course, it was taken from a good movie.
当然它是从一个很好的影片取下来的。
But these pictures are not exaggerated.
但是这些图片这些画面不是夸张的。
Because that's what it is.
因为这个是就是事实。
Because the Roman soldiers when they hit and they torture, they really do a good job.
因为当罗马兵丁当他们鞭打当他们折磨的时候他们都是用到 全身的功夫。
So these pictures are a good representation of the actual situation.
所以这样子的画面是反映了真实的情况。
To say that Jesus did not die, Jesus didn't die. You think so?
你可以说耶稣不会死吗？在这种情况下
，It is impossible.
是不可能的。
It is simply impossible that Jesus didn't die.
根本是不可能的，耶稣没有死。
No, Jesus died.
耶稣真的死了。
But not only did Jesus die.
耶稣不单是死了。
We praise God. Jesus' tomb is empty.
我们赞美神，耶稣的坟墓是空的。
In the next 3 days, within the next 3 days, Jesus' tomb.It's not possible for Jesus' tomb to be empty.
在接下来的三天，耶稣的坟墓变成空的是不可能的。
But history records for us that Jesus' tomb went missing 3 days later.
但是历史告诉我们，耶稣的尸体三天不见了。
Impossible.
是不可能的。
But it happened.
但是它发生了。
That's what history records for us.
这是历史给我们记载的。
Why is it impossible for Jesus' body to go missing in the 3 days?
为什么耶稣的尸体在这三天以内不可能不见呢？
First, Jesus' body was placed in a cave in a mountain.
首先，耶稣的尸体是放在一个山洞里面。
In other words, that body was surrounded by rock.
换句话说，他的尸体周围都是石头。
It was surrounded by rock.
他周围都是石头。
And the only way for you to enter the tomb was through the cave hole.
进入这个坟墓的唯一的通道就是这个山洞。
And the cave and the entrance was sealed with a big rock.
而这个山洞也用一个巨石给挡住了。
About 2 tons heavy.
它的重量有2吨重。
How heavy is 2 tons?
2吨有多重？
If you see the army lorry, it's something like that. One army lorry.
如果你在路上看到那个军车，大概就是那个重量，一个军车的重量。
That was how heavy the rock was.
这个石头就是这么的重。
So, The Jesus' body was surrounded by solid rock.
所以耶稣的尸体周围都是坚硬的石头。
How to go missing?
怎么可能不见呢？
But not only that.
不但如此。
Maybe somebody moved the stone.
也许有人把石头滚开。
But you need 10 persons to move the stone.
但是你需要至少10个大汉。
10 big men to move a 2-ton stone.
你需要10个大汉才可以把这个2吨重的石头移开。
So maybe somebody just moved the stone because no one was around.
所以也许就只有有些人把石头移开了，因为周围没有人。
But it's not possible.
但是这是不可能的。
Not only was Jesus' body surrounded by rock.
耶稣的尸体不单是周围都有坚硬的石头。
With a 2-ton rock sealing the entrance.
而且还有2吨重的石头封住了那个入口。
Jesus' body was also guarded by Elite Roman soldiers.
耶稣的尸体也有那些罗马的精英的兵丁看守着。
The Roman Empire is a powerful empire because of these Roman elite soldiers.
罗马帝国之所以那么强大，就是因为这些罗马兵士。
And in the way they were trained.
他们被训练的过程。
You must read it about, read about how they were trained in history books.
你真的应该去查考历史书，来看他们是怎么被训练的。
They are really Roman elite soldiers.
他们真的是罗马精英的部队。
Just like today's, those red beret commandos of Singapore.
就好像在新加坡的所谓的敢死队那样。
But more accurately,
或更准确的来讲。
Their status will be of the USA Navy SEALs.
他们的地位呢，就好可以比你现在的这些美国的海军陆战部队。
You know who killed the Osama bin Laden?
所以到底美军是哪个部队杀害了这个 Osama 吗？
The Navy SEALs.
他们就是海军的陆战部队。
You know the one who sent two aeroplanes to crash into America.
这个奥萨马他是阻止了这个两个飞机撞向美国的这个商业大楼。
They send the Navy SEALs to assassinate him.
所以美国就差派了这个陆战部队，海军陆战部队去把他杀了。
The Roman soldiers were these soldiers were elite soldiers.
所以罗马部队是精英部队。
Not only was the body surrounded by solid rock.
所以耶稣尸体不单是周围都有坚硬的石头围绕着。
16 Roman soldiers guarded the tomb.
周围还有16位罗马精英。的兵丁来看守着。
They took turns to guard the tomb.
他们轮流来看守这个坟墓。
So every time there were four soldiers guarded the tomb.
所以每一个时刻一共有四个兵士在看守这个坟墓。
When four soldiers were awake guarding the tombs.
当四个兵丁在看守坟墓。
The other 12 soldiers would be resting.
其他十二位呢，他们会休息。
And this was how they rested.
他们是这样子来休息的。
So the tomb is here.
所以坟墓在这里。
The head will be here.
他们的头就朝着坟墓。
And then the legs will radiate out from the tomb.
然后他们的脚就往外伸展。
So 12 soldiers resting.
十二位兵丁在休息。
Four soldiers guarding the tomb.
四位在看顾。
They were a fighting machine.
他们是一个作战的机器。
Short sword, spear.
短剑、长矛。
A breastplate to protect themselves.
一个胸牌保护自己。
And they were very well equipped.
所以他们都有很好的装备。
Roman elite Roman soldiers.
这些是罗马的精英部队。
Will they fail in their duty? No.
他们会失败吗？不会的。
Let's say the object went missing.
假设如果他们看守的物品失踪了。
This is what they do.
他们会这么做。
So nobody wants to admit. They will ask who was on duty when the object went missing.
他们会问，在这个物品失踪的时候，到底谁在值班？
Then if nobody wants to confess.
No, 如果没有人承认
understandably, no one will not confess.
这是可以明白的，没有人会承认。
Because you confess, you die.
因为你承认的话，你就会死。
So, do you know what the officer will do?
那个军官会做些什么呢？
So, no one wants to admit that.
没有人要承认吗？
We draw lots.
我们就抽签。
We draw lots.
我们抽签。
Who gets the lot?
谁抽到这个签？
Who dies?
谁就要死。
And they will burn the soldier on the spot.Burn them alive. Burn that soldier alive.
然后他们就会当场把这个兵士活活的烧死。
No one will want to sacrifice their life for a dead body.
没有人会为了一个死了的尸体而牺牲自己。
So they will not fail in their duties.
所以他们不会在自己的任务上失败的。
Jesus' body was surrounded by stone.
耶稣的尸体周围都是石头。
Guarded by Roman soldiers.
有罗马的兵丁在看守。
And not only that.
不单如此。
The tomb was sealed by a Roman emperor's seal called Roman that signifies authority, emperor's authority.
坟墓还有罗马大帝权力的封印在封住。
It was basically a string and then attached with wax.
它基本上是一条绳子，然后上面有一些蜡。
And then they will see that oh, it's a Roman emperor's seal.
然后这个蜡就封上了罗马的大帝的这个封印。
A wax seal.
它是一个蜡制造的封印。
What is this? What does this wax seal signify?
这个封印代表什么？
If you touch the object inside,
意思是说，如果你敢碰里头的物品，
basically you are offending the Roman emperor himself.
基本上你是在得罪了这个罗马大帝自己。
And you will die.
你就会死。
It's something like what?
它就好像什么呢？
I seldom travel on the MRT.
我很少搭地铁。
But you may have seen this on the MRT train.
但是也许你有看过在地铁上这样子一个情况。
There's a red button that says emergency.
就有一个按钮，那边说紧急按钮。
And then above the emergency button，
在这个按钮上面
，It says penalty for misuse $5,000。
他说滥用罚款呢，就是5000块。
So a little boy, your son goes near the button。
然后你的孩子跑进这个按钮。
Say, Mom, what's that？
他说妈妈，这个是什么
？Get away from there！
你说离开，走远一点。
Not only will you not allow him to touch it，
你不单单是会阻止他去碰这个东西。
You will pull the boy far away from the button。
你还会把他拉走，远离这个按钮。
Because it's the what Lee Hsien Loong's button
是这个李显龙的这个按钮吗
？Now that's the meaning of the Roman Emperor's seal。
这个是罗马大帝的封印的这个意思。
It represents authority。
它代表了这个权力。
If you meddle with the object inside，
如果你敢碰里头的东西
，and you disappear，
然后你消失
，they will send the secret police，
他们就会差派秘密警察。
For example, the CIA of America，
比方说美国的联邦调查局
，or the ex-KGB of Russia，
或者以前苏联的那个秘密警察
，and they will search you out，
他们就会把你找出来
，arrest you。
把你捉了
，and then they will hang you on the cross upside down。
然后他们把你倒过来钉十字架。
I'm talking about facts。
我在谈的都是事实。
These are historical facts。
这些都是历史的事实。
That you can read about in history。
你可以在历史里面读到。
The tomb was sealed with a Roman emperor's authority。
所以坟墓有罗马大帝权力的封记、封住、印记、封住。
Do you think the disciples will go and steal the body？
你认为门徒敢去偷这个尸体吗
？They won't。
他们不会。
For one, they were timid people。
因为他们都是胆小的人。
When Jesus was arrested, all of them fled。
当耶稣被捕的时候，他们都跑光了。
Not one man remained behind。
没有一个人留下来。
What makes you think they have the guts to go and fight the well-trained Roman soldiers？
你又怎么会认为他们会去跟这些罗马的兵丁斗争
？So they tiptoe past the sleeping soldiers。
还是他们捏着脚，然后绕过这些兵丁。
Get ten of them。
十个。
Judas is dead, but still got 11。
犹大已经死了，但是还至少有11个门徒。
Carry that heavy stone，
把那个大块的石头把它搬走。
Then wake up the rest of the 12 soldiers。
然后把其他12位兵丁给吵醒吗
？And then do what？
然后做什么
？Do what？
做什么
？Fight them。
跟他们打架。
It did not happen, of course。
这当然没有发生。
Jesus' body could not have gone missing.
耶稣的尸体是不可能不见的。
Because he was surrounded by stone.
因为他是被周围都是坚硬的石头。
Guarded by Roman soldiers who will not fail in their duty.
有那些在有罗马兵丁看守着，这些罗马兵丁是不可能失败的。
Threatened with hanging upside on the cross by the Roman emperor.
而且也有罗马大帝的威胁，如果你敢碰你的东西，里头的东西，你会倒挂钉十字架。
Jesus, but yet Jesus' body was missing from the grave. How did it happen?
但是耶稣的尸体还是从坟墓里消失了，这是怎么发生的？
If the body went missing,
如果尸体真的不见，
due to the circumstances,
是因着环境的关系。
There's only one explanation.
其实就只有一个解释了。
Something supernatural has happened.
一个很超自然的事情发生了。
Something supernatural has happened.
超自然的事情发生。
If not, explain it.
要不然你来解释吧。
You explain.
你来解释。
How did it went missing?
他是怎么不见的
？You raise your hand. Explain.
你来想一想，怎么解释呢
？You know how do you explain? How do you go missing?
你来解释他是怎么不见的
？A supernatural event must have happened.
一个超自然的事情一定是发生了。
But not only the Jesus body was Jesus body missing from the grave.
但是不单是耶稣的尸体三天从坟墓里消失了。
The events that happened 3 days later prove that Jesus indeed has risen from the dead.
三天后发生的事情证实耶稣真的是从死里复活。
The events that happened 3 days later again shows that Jesus rose from the dead.
三天后发生的事情再次的证明耶稣从死里复活。
What were the events?
这些事情是什么事情？
I'll just list a few.
我只把一些列下来。
First, the tomb was empty.
首先，那个坟墓是空的。
And the grave clothes appeared untouched, except for a missing body.
包裹耶稣尸体这个布呢，似乎没有被动过，只是尸体不在布里面。
Many people saw Jesus alive at different times.
有许多人在不同时候看到耶稣活着。
In different situations.
在不同的状态看到。
Sometimes was a few persons.
有时候是几个人。
Sometimes was more than 10 persons.
有时候是超过十个人。
And there was a time where 500, more than 500 people saw him alive.
也有一次超过五百个人同时看到耶稣活着。
And Paul tells us that these 500, many of them are still alive.
保罗告诉我们说，这五百个人在当时候还有很多还活着的。
You know what it means?
这表示什么？
Why does Paul say more than 500 saw him alive and a large person?Many of them are still alive today.
为什么保罗要说有超过五百个人同时看到耶稣，并且当时候很多人还活着
？He's saying that if you don't believe, you can ask them.
他是说，如果你不相信的话，你去找他们，去问他们吧。
You can verify with them.
你可以跟他们验证。
The witnesses are still alive.
这些见证人还活着。
Ask them.
你问问他们。
It's very difficult for two persons if two persons testify in court.
如果两个人在法庭上做见证
，After examination，
在验证之后呢
？Very likely they win the case。
他们很可能就赢了这场官司。
But the people who saw Jesus alive，
但是那些看了耶稣复活的人
，were not two, three, ten persons，
并不是两个、三个、十个人。
There were more than 500 of them。
有超过五百个人。
It is impossible to pack up to conspire.
他们是不可能有机会去串通的。
But yet they said the same thing. Jesus, I saw Jesus alive.
但是他们还是说了同样的事情，就是耶稣复活了。我看到耶稣复活了。
Different situations, different times, different people.
在不同的情况、不同的地方、不同的人。
It is no wonder the lawyer said this is.One of the best established facts of history.
这也很难怪，为什么律师会说这个是历史上最有根据的事实的事件。
And not only that.
不但如此。
After Jesus died.
在耶稣死了之后。
Three days later.
三天之后。
Jesus rose from the dead.
耶稣从死里复活。
That's three days later.
就是三天之后。
The disciples were willing to return to Jerusalem, the place where Jesus was crucified, to preach the gospel.
门徒却是愿意回到耶路撒冷，也就是耶稣被钉的地方，去宣传耶稣复活。
To tell them, Jesus has risen from the dead.
来告诉众人，耶稣从死里复活。
They are very brave.
他们很勇敢啊。
Just several days ago, they were so frightened.
才几天之前，他们是那么的害怕。
And that's the purpose of the crucifixion.
这个就是钉十字架的目的。
The Roman emperor basically tells the people.
罗马大帝基本上在告诉民众
：“You dare to disobey me？
你敢反叛
？I will nail you to the cross。
我就会把你钉在十字架。
Is to scare them，
就是来吓唬他们。
So everybody at the thought of the cross is very frightened。
每个人当他们想到十字架的时候，都会害怕。
But yet the disciples, three days later, they returned to the place where Jesus was crucified to preach Jesus rose from the dead。
可是门徒却是在三天之后回到耶稣被钉十字架的地方去宣传耶稣复活了。
Psychologically, it is impossible.
从心理学上来看呢，是不可能的事情。
And today, Christians can also tell you there's evidence that Jesus rose from the dead.
今天基督徒也可以告诉你，耶稣复活是有证据的。
I've been talking about evidence that evidence found 2,000 years ago.
我刚才谈的都是两千年以前所发现的证据。
But there's evidence even today.
但是今天仍然有证据。
Say what evidence?
你说什么证据？
Christians can kick off bad habits.
基督徒能够戒掉坏习惯。
And live a new life.
过一个新的生命。
Not a sinless life.
不是一个没有罪的生命。
We still sin.
我们还是会犯罪。
But Christians can testify to this.
但是基督徒可以做见证。
After I believe in Jesus,
在我相信耶稣之后，
my life has changed.
我的生命改变了。
As I often say, as a Chinese,wisely puts it, 江山易改，本性难移 meaning that it is changing the territorial boundaries of a country is difficult, it's impossible. But that is easy compared to changing a human nature. Human nature. 江山易改，本性难移 it is easier to change the territorial boundary of a country than to change the nature of a human being.
华人常说江山易改本性难移要改变一个国家的版图 比改变一个人的本性还来得容易。
Just now, our brother David shared about how God saved him from depression.
刚才我们的弟兄 David 弟兄就分享神怎么拯救他脱离忧郁症。
Do you know how difficult it is to break out of depression?
你知道吗？要脱离忧郁症是很困难的。
People who have depression,
那些曾经患忧郁症的人
，they go back to depression again and again.
他们还是回去再患上这个忧郁症。
Despite medication,
虽然有服药
，but in our church.
但是在我们的教会
，David broke out of depression.
David 已经脱离这个忧郁症。
There are also a few Christians who can tell us the same thing. God saved them out of depression.
还有几位基督徒也可以告诉你同样的事情，就是耶稣神拯救他们脱离忧郁症。
There was also another more elderly sister who shared some time ago. God saved her out of depression too.
还有一个更加年长的女士也曾经分享过神拯救她脱离忧郁症。
When I was in my secondary school,
当我在中学的时候
it was quite a good secondary school.
是一个相当好的中学。
But I was very naughty.
但是我很坏蛋。
I often uttered vulgarities.
我常常骂粗话。
4-letter word, 3-letter word, or what? 三字经、四字经 or what? A lot of vulgarity.
很多的粗话。
And even after I believe in Jesus, I still had that habit.
即使在我相信了耶稣之后，我还是有这个坏习惯。
In my first year.
在我的第一年。
And then one day I turned to the Bible. I read in Matthew chapter 12, verse 36.
有一天我就翻开马太福音十二章第三十六节。
And then it says there that for every word that I say.I have to give an account.
那边就说我所说的每一句话，我都要为此来向神交代。
God will judge me for every word I say.
神会为着我所说的每一句话来审判我。
And when I read that verse,
当我读到这节经文
，I said, 呆了，阿比斯。
我说惨了，完蛋了。
I said so many rubbish, so much rubbish.
我说了这么多不该说的话。
How to pass judgment?
我要怎么通过这个审判
？And from that very moment,
从那一刻起
，I stopped vulgarity 100%.
我就一句话，一句脏话都不说。
I had a habit of scolding vulgarity.
我是有说脏话的习惯的。
Let me tell how bad it was.
让我告诉你有多糟糕。
I remember once there was a literature test that my teacher gave to the class.
我记得有一次在上文学课的时候，老师给我们测验。
So before that, of course, I was studying.
之前当然我有读书。
And I also spot questions.
我也去猜那些题目。
And then the question I spotted didn't come out.
然后我猜的题目没有出来。
When the teacher was writing on the blackboard,
当老师在黑板上把题目写下来。
That time they were still using chalk and blackboard.
那时候还是用粉笔还有黑板。
And then he wrote the question.
他把那个问题写下来。
So when I saw the question,
当我看了这个问题
，I say,
我就骂出那个脏话。
I said,
我就骂了脏话。
And then I realized, oh no.
我就发现说糟了。
My teacher turned around.
我的老师转过身来看我。
But he didn't say anything.
他并没有说什么。
He just stared at me.
他只是这样子瞪着我。
It was a habit.
这是一个习惯。
So bad so that it even blurted out naturally from me.
这么糟糕，甚至到很自然的我会把它说出来。
And that was how bad it was.
这是我多糟糕的情况。
It was a habit that I do it every day.
这个习惯是我每天都会做的。
Except when my father and mother is around.
除了当我父母亲在的时候。
So it was very difficult to kick out that habit.
所以要改掉这个坏习惯真的很难的。
And even when I entered the army as a Christian.
我去服兵役的时候，我已经是基督徒了。
I know my life has changed.
我知道我的生命改变了。
The people around me, including my our trainers, army trainers.
我周围的人，包括我的教官
，Everyone will scold the four-letter word.
每个人都会骂那个三字经
，Because that was a way of letting out stress.
因为这个是宣泄压力的方法。
You have to scold vulgar words, then you don't feel so pressurized.
你必须把这些脏话骂出来，好像你不会感到那么压力。
But I and a few other Christians.
可是我还有其他的一些基督徒
，did not scold even a vulgar word.
一句话，一句脏话都没有骂。
No, don't be mistaken. I'm not saying very good. No.
不要误会，我不是说我很好。
This kind of life change.
这种生命的改变。
It's not only experienced by me.
不单只有我经历到。
By many Christians here.
这里很多基督徒经历到。
I have the habit of vulgarity.
我曾经有骂脏话的这个习惯。
But the people here, many Christians here, they have their different other pattern. By pattern, a lot of pattern, other pattern.
但是这里的基督徒也有他们其他不同的坏习惯。
Mine is vulgarity. This person maybe is gambling. That person maybe is gossiping.
我的问题可能是骂脏话，另外一个人可能是赌博，另外一个人可能是说人的坏话。
Maybe that person is other sins.
另外一个人有别的罪。
But every Christian here can testify one thing.
但是每个基督徒都可以做见证。
When a person believes in Jesus as Lord and Savior,
当一个人相信耶稣为救主，
it's not that we don't sin anymore.
不表示说我们不会再犯罪。
But we were able to overcome many bad habits that troubled us for years.
但是我们能够胜过曾经多年缠绕着我们的一些坏习惯。
For example, David's depression.
比如 David 谈到的忧郁症。
But not only can the Christians here say this.
但是不单是只有这里的基督徒可以这么见证。
The Christian and in another church, maybe in Marine Parade, can tell you the same thing. Jesus changes lives.
另外一间教会的基督徒，也许在马林百列那边的基督徒也可以说，耶稣可以改变生命。
Maybe not only that, maybe in Penang, another church, the Christians there also can say the same thing.
或者在马来西亚的槟城那边的基督徒也可以这么说。
Many Christians in America can tell you this.
很多在美国的基督徒也可以这么说。
Many Christians in India can tell you this.
很多在印度的基督徒也可以这么说。
Many Christians in Africa can tell you this.
很多在非洲的基督徒也可以这么说。
All over the world.
全世界。
Don't you think it's strange?
你不觉得这很奇怪吗？
It's so difficult to change a human nature, and yet, how did they change?
要改变一个人的本性是这么的困难，可是这些人怎么改变的？
The Bible says, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
圣经说，我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
Now, note here.
我们留意。
We too may live a new life. How?
我们也可以过一个新生的样式。
A holy life.
一个圣洁的生活。
Not sinless, but a holy life.
不是没有罪，但是是圣洁的。
How did we do that?
我们是怎么办到的呢？
Romans chapter 6 verse 4 says, just as Christ was raised from the dead.
罗马书六章四节就说，就像耶稣从死里复活一样。
In other words, Christians can kick off bad habits because of resurrection life.
换句话说，基督徒能够改变坏习惯，是因为耶稣基督从死里复活。
There's not only good evidence 2000 years ago.
所以2000年以前不单有这些好的证据。
Today, every Christian is a living proof.
今天每一个基督徒都是活着的证据。
We are not sinless people.
我们不是没有罪的人。
But Christians can tell you this.
但是基督徒可以告诉你。
I have changed.
我改变了。
And so many Christians, after they believe in Jesus, they tell me this.
很多基督徒在他们信耶稣之后，他们可以告诉我。
Say, Pastor.
哎，牧师，牧师。
My colleague say I've changed into a different person.
我的同事啊，告诉我，我变了一个人。
For good, huh?
变成比较好的人。
Jesus' resurrection life has changed our life.
耶稣基督复活的生命改变生命。
Tells us that Jesus really rose from the dead.
这告诉我们，耶稣真的从死里复活。
And what are the results of Jesus' resurrection?
耶稣复活带来的结果是什么
？It shows that there's another world after death.
它告诉我们，死亡之后还有另外一个世界。
After you die.
在你死了之后
you enter into another world.
你会进入另外一个世界。
What world is that?
到底是怎样的世界？
It is eternity.
是永恒。
And the Bible says that just as people are destined to die once, and after that, you have to face judgment for your sin.
圣经也说，按这定命，人人都有一死，死后却有审判。
You cannot pass this judgment.
你不能够通过这个审判。
Your good behavior cannot save you.
你的善行救不了你。
I cannot save you. You cannot save me.
我救不了你，你也救不了我。
You have to face God's judgment.
我们都要面对神的审判。
Who's going to save you?
谁要救你啊？
Because one sin is enough to send you to hell.
因为只要一个罪就能够把你送下地狱。
But we don't sin one sin.
但是我们并不只是犯一个罪。
As I counted that day, if you are 30 years old and you sin 3 sins a day.
我们那天就算了。如果你现在三十岁，如果你每一天都犯了三个罪
，You have seen 30,000 sins.
你已经犯了三十千个罪。
What do you think God will do to you?
神会怎么看待你呢
？And there are so many that you have forgotten what you have done.
而且还有你所做过的许多东西，你都忘记了自己曾经做过。
You don't even remember the sins you committed last week.
你上个星期所犯的罪，你甚至都忘记了。
Because there are too many to remember.
因为有太多了，你记不来。
They are that dirty.
你就是这么的肮脏。
Don't you think God will be furious?
你不认为神会因此非常的愤怒吗？
How can you enter heaven?
你怎么能够进天堂？
But we thank God Jesus has conquered death. You do not need to fear death anymore.
但是我们感谢主，耶稣已经得胜死亡，你再也不用惧怕死亡。
Death has been swallowed up in victory.
死被得胜吞灭。
You understand?
你明白吗？
Death has been swallowed up.
死亡已经被吞灭了。
It's over.
已经过去了。
Today we may die.
今天我们会也许会死。
May you live to 100 years old.
但愿你能够活到100岁。
Or 120.
或者120岁。
But the fact is you will die.
但是事实是你还是会死。
You must ask this question.
你必须问这个问题。
You must ask this question.
你必须问这个问题。
Where am I going after I die?
我死了之后我要去哪里？
If it happens tomorrow,
如果它发生在明天，
I don't want to go to hell.
我不要去地狱。
How can I be assured that I go to heaven?
我可以怎么得到保证我能够上天堂？
This is the most important question.
这个是最重要的问题。
If you are unable to solve the problem of death,
如果你无法解决死亡的问题，
you will never have peace.
你不会有平安的。
Because you know that death may come anytime.
因为你知道死亡随时会来到。
So, what are you doing about the fact that you're going to die?
所以你怎么来看待你要死的这个事实？
But we thank God, Jesus has conquered death.
但是我们感谢神，耶稣已经胜过死亡。
When you believe in Jesus,
当你相信耶稣，
Jesus washes away your sin.
耶稣把你的罪洗干净，
make you whiter than snow.
让你比雪还白。
So that when God looks at you,
当神看着你。
God will not be angry with you anymore.
神不会再生你的气。
Because your sins are forgiven.
因为你的罪已经得到赦免。
Then you have the rights to enter heaven.
你就有这个权利进入天堂。
And Jesus gives you eternal life.
而耶稣给你永远的生命。
Dear brothers and sisters, not dear friends.
亲爱的主内基督徒、弟兄姐妹还有朋友们。
Please do not harden your hearts.
请不要硬着心。
It will do you no good.
他对你没有好处。
Please don't resist Jesus.
请不要抗拒耶稣。
Today I bring you good news.
今天我带给你好消息。
Some people sometimes when we tell people to believe in Jesus, people get angry.
有时候当我们告诉人来信耶稣的时候，他们会生气。
But you don't get angry, you know why?
但是你不要生气，为什么呢？
Because I bring you good news.
因为我给你好消息。
Do you prefer me to tell you Jesus didn't rise from dead? You're going to hell?
你宁愿我告诉你耶稣没有从死里复活，那 你要下地狱吗？
You mean you prefer to think that your sins cannot be forgiven?
难道你愿意相信你的罪得不到赦免吗？
And then you go to hell.
然后你下地狱。
That is better news for you?
这个对你来说是更好的消息吗？
That's bad news.
这个是坏消息。
Horrible news.
可怕的消息。
Scary news.
害人的消息。
But today I bring you good news.
但是今天我给你好消息。
I bring you good news with evidence.
我带着证据来告诉你这个好消息。
That you can hear about 2,000 years ago.
这个在2000年以前的证据。
And evidence that you see today.
还有今天的证据。
In the amazing life change of Christians.
基督徒很奇妙的生命的改变。
I bring you good news. Jesus has risen from the dead.
我给你带来好消息，耶稣从死里复活。
Come and believe in Jesus today.
今天来相信耶稣。
You receive eternal life.
你就会领受永生。
You're guaranteed of heaven.
你保证能够进天堂。
You'll be able to live a truly new life.
你也真的能够过一个新的生活。
And you will receive a resurrection body that will never sin, fall sick, or die again.
你会得着一个复活的身体，这个身体再也不会犯罪、生病或死。
Saint Paul writes in the Bible.
保罗在圣经里面这么说。
And we eagerly await a savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power will transform our lowly bodies that will die, that will sin, so that they will be like his glorious body, resurrection body.
我们等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临，他要将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
这卑贱身体会犯罪，会跌倒，会死，会生病。 但是有一天，上帝要给我们一个新的身体，荣耀的身体，叫做复活的身体，复活的生命。This is such wonderful news.
这个是多么好的消息啊！
For those who sit on the wheelchair.
对那些坐在轮椅上的人。
If you don't sit on a wheelchair, I don't.
你如果没有坐在轮椅上，我当然没有。
I can only imagine.
我只可以想象。
Because I can see with my eyes.
因为我可以眼睛，我可以看得到。
But sitting on the wheelchair is miserable.
但是坐在轮椅上的感受是很糟糕的。
When you are handicapped, you cannot even take care of your own wearing of clothes. It's very miserable.
当你有一些残缺，你无法自己来穿衣服，无法照顾自己，这是很残酷的事实。
When you want a cup of water, you have to call for help.
当你要喝一杯水，你还要请人来帮忙。
It's miserable.
这是很糟糕的情况。
And if that person is not willing to help you, you have to say, "Please help me."
如果那个人还不愿意帮你，你还要说，请你帮我。
The feeling is horrible.
那个感受是很糟糕的。
As we grow older,
当我们变得越老的时候，
we begin to be afraid of this, afraid of that.
我们就开始害怕这个，害怕那一个。
There are dementia patients.
有一些人患上失智症。
Somebody you love so much.
你爱这么爱的一个人。
But today, when you talk to this person,
可是今天当你跟他在谈话的时候，
you look at this person with loving eyes,
你带着一双充满爱意的眼睛看着他，
and talk to this person,
跟这个人谈话，
that person looks at you,
那个人看着你，
and say, "Who are you?"
他说你是谁啊？
I don't know you.
我不认识你。
You know that how lonely that feeling is?
你知道那个孤单的感觉是怎样的吗？
That's dementia.
这个是失智症。
And there are many diseases that trouble us.
还有很多的疾病在困扰着我们。
And we wonder, when will these sicknesses take our life?
我们在想，到底这些疾病什么时候会把我们的命取走呢？
Today we hear about this person has cancer, that person has cancer.
今天我们听到这个人有癌症，那个人有癌症。
It's horrible.
这是很可怕的。
But how we thank God.
但是我们多么的感谢神。
Jesus has conquered death.
耶稣已经胜过死亡。
And today when you believe in Jesus,
然后今天如果你来相信耶稣，
One day Jesus will give us a new body.
有一天耶稣会给我们这个新的身体。
That never fall sick.
不会生病，
Never sin,
不会犯罪，
and you live in the presence of God for eternity.
而且你还会在神的同在中永远的生活。
This life, thank God, is not forever.
这一生感谢主不是永远的。
If this life on earth is forever, we are very miserable.
如果这个地上的一生呢是永远的，我们将是很受痛苦的人。
One day, in this world, we are just passing by.
这一生呢，我们只是度过，是一个过路客。
For Christians, we are going home one day.
对于基督徒，有一天我们要回家。
Not only will we enjoy the presence of our Savior,
我们当能够享受跟救主同在的时候，
with many other Christians who love us,
还有我们可以跟很多爱我们的基督徒在一起了。
Jesus also gives us a resurrection body.
耶稣也给我们一个复活的身体。
A body that's young, that will never fall sick again.
一个年轻不会生病的身体。
He will transform our lowly body so that we like His glorious body.
他会把我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，成为他荣耀的身体。
Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen me and yet have believed.
耶稣对他说：“你因看见了我才信，那没有看见就信的，有福了。”
Today I show you evidence.
今天我把证据带出来给你看。
But you must take out this thing called faith to believe in Jesus.
但是你必须拿出这个东西叫做信心。来相信耶稣。
Don't doubt Jesus.
不要怀疑耶稣。
Have faith in him.
对他有信心。
He will save you.
他会救你的。
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
What burdens are you carrying in life?
你到底一生里面在担当什么劳苦重担呢？
Things that make you worry, things that are so heavy for life.
那些让你担心的东西，让你感到很沉重的东西。
Jesus wants to carry it for you.
耶稣要替你担当。
Give your burden to Jesus.
把这些担子呢给耶稣。
I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand.
我要赐他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
Christians are not afraid of death.
基督徒不害怕死亡。
Not because we are heroes.
不是因为我们是英雄。
But because you have eternal life.
但是因为我们有永生。
Do you have eternal life?
你有没有永生呢？
Nothing is more important and precious than eternal life.
没有任何一样事情比永生来的宝贵和重要。
Today I urge you.
今天我就呼吁你。
You come to church.
你来教会。
Don't waste this opportunity.
不要浪费这个机会。
Don't waste this chance.
不要浪费这个机会。
Today, Jesus wants to give you eternal life. Take it.
今天耶稣要给你这个永生，你就拿走吧。
Take it.
就来领受吧。
It's the most important thing for your life.
这个对你一生是最重要的东西。
$1 million cannot save you from death.
100,000块钱不能够把死亡，不能够把你从死亡里面救出来。
But Jesus can.
但是耶稣可以。
Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
凡接待他的就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
I invite you to come into God's family.
我邀请你来加入这个神的家庭。
Jesus invites you.
耶稣在邀请你。
Then you will enjoy life.
那样你能够享受人生。
Now and into eternity.
从现在一直到永恒。
Eternal life.
永恒的生命。
If you want to believe in Jesus, I can pray for you.
如果你要相信耶稣，我可以为你祷告。
I want you to pray with me.
我要你跟我一起祷告。
I'll pray this prayer, Lord Jesus. I want you to be the Lord and Savior of my life. I am a sinner. I've sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. Please forgive me my sins. I'm willing to turn away from sin because you hate sin. Remove the power of sin over my life, so that I will not perish in sin. Help me live a holy life for you.Thank you for giving me eternal life. Make me the kind of person you want me to be. Is this the desire of your heart? 我用中文读。如果你要相信耶稣，我可以带领你祷告。我可以祷告一句，你跟着我祷告。我会，你可以这样子的祷告：主耶稣，我要你做我生命的救主。我是个罪人，我在思想、言语和行为上得罪了你。求你赦免我的罪，我愿意远离罪，因为你恨恶罪。求你除去这位在我生命中的管辖的辖制，好叫我不因罪而沉沦灭亡，帮助我过圣洁的生活。谢谢你给我永生，求你塑造我成为你所喜悦的人。这祷告是否合乎你的心意？那如果这是你的祷告，这是你心愿，今天我愿意带领你，我祷告一句，你跟着我祷告。 Does this prayer express the desire of your heart? If it does,I urge you, pray this prayer today. I will pray one sentence. You can repeat after me. I will pray one sentence. You can repeat after me. This prayer is to invite Jesus to become your Savior, to be a Christian, to be a child of God. 这个祷告需要好叫你能够成为神的儿女，成为基督徒。我呼吁你接受耶稣。We shall close our eyes and pray. 我们闭上眼睛，我们一起祷告。Death is very real.
死亡是很真实的。
When it comes,
当它来到，
it frightens us.
它把我们吓着了。
It is the most real thing in life.
它是生活里面最真实的事情。
Because it will come.
因为它会来到。
It may come earlier than we thought it will come.
它也许比我们想象中的还要早来到。
It can be 50 years later.
它也可能是50年后来到。
But it could also be tomorrow.
但它也可能是明天。
Where are you going after you die?
你在死了之后，你要去哪里？
We thank God.
我们感谢神。
Jesus has conquered death.
耶稣已经战胜死亡。
It's the most established fact of history.
这是历史里面最有根据的一个事实。
Come and believe in Jesus today.
今天就来相信耶稣。
Don't resist Jesus.
不要抗拒耶稣。
It will do you no good.
对你没有好处。
But if you believe in Jesus,
但是如果你相信耶稣，
you receive eternal life.
你就能够领受永恒的生命。
And our Lord Jesus will give you a resurrection body one day.
而我们的主耶稣也会给你一个复活的生命，复活的身体。
You will live in Jesus' presence.
你会活在耶稣的同在中。
In heaven,
在天堂。
That's why we are not afraid of death.
因此，你不会害怕死亡。
When you remove death,
当你脱离罪恶，
then you will have peace, real peace.
当你脱离死亡， 你就会能够有真正的平安。
Come and believe in Jesus today.
今天就来相信耶稣。
If you want to believe in Jesus,
如果你要相信耶稣，
I will pray this prayer.
我会做这个祷告。
You will repeat after me.
你就重复我的祷告。
I pray one sentence.
我祷告一句话。
You can repeat after me.
你就重复这一句话。
I will pray in English first. 然后呢，用英文祷告完后呢，我再用中文祷告。如果你要相信耶稣，你可以跟着我祷告。I will read the prayer in English. You can repeat after me sincerely from your heart. I'm going to pray now. If you want to believe in Jesus, I will pray one sentence. Please repeat after me. Don't be shy. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. Accept Jesus today. I'm going to pray now. If you want to believe in Jesus, please pray after me. In English first. Lord Jesus, I want you to be the Lord and Savior of my life. I am a sinner. I have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. Please forgive me my sins. I am willing to turn away from sin. Because you hate sin. Remove the power of sin over my life so that I will not perish in sin. Help me live a holy life for you. Thank you for giving me eternal life. Make me the kind of person you want me to be. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 我现在用中文祷告，如果你要相信耶稣，做你的救主，成为一个基督徒，上帝的孩子，你可以跟着我祷告。我祷告一句，你可以跟着我祷告，从心中诚心的祷告。我开始祷告了，你可以跟着我祷告。主耶稣，我要你做我生命的救主。我是个罪人，我在思想、言语和行为上得罪了你，求你赦免我的罪。我愿意远离罪，因为你恨恶罪，求你除去罪在我生命中的瑕疵，好叫我不因罪而沉沦，帮助我过圣洁的生活。谢谢你给我永生，求你塑造我成为你所喜悦的人。奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们。把时间交回给主席。